Oh, yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Whew. Stressful little time around here in the bunker leading up to showtime. How are you, Dupes?
I'm good.
I'll just say this. We are, the Listen Live feed is working. We got it going 30 seconds ago. Nothing that that you did wrong. You fixed it.
No time.
But for anybody that's out of the tractor right now, seeding, are they spraying yet? I think they are.
They might be.
They're spraying. Yeah, it is June, getting into mid-June. You got it fixed. You're handy, man. He goes, I'm handy. And I said, are you handy around the house or handy with a computer? There's a difference.
Yeah. Don't ask me, don't hire me to do your thing because it'll be totally messed up. But I can, between YouTube and Google, I can usually fix it. So.
Oh, Carlos Lahaina writes in and says, is your Facebook display working today? Ish. I can see that it's you, Carlos, writing. And the thing, before we get into the serious sports talk, as serious as we get here every day, it warmed my heart to see Brian in Terre Haute, Indiana, the snowman, write in and say, how's it going, Wayne, in Victoria? And Wayne's like, oh, it's wet out here in Victoria. This is like the coffee shop. We need to put a bell on that door. So whenever anybody comes in, ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
You know, like the coffee shop. We're all sitting here having coffee. And Bo Halverson, one of our viewers, writes in and says, nice bunny hugs, guys. And that's Saskatchewan language vernacular for a hoodie. And maybe we'll start there. If you go and look at our Instagram story, you'll see that a special delivery came in the mail yesterday. And I got my Sask Wyverns hoodie on, bunny hug, from the Wyverns Korean baseball team. We're going to be talking a lot of Korean baseball, so that is a precursor to today's show, a disclaimer, if you will. You have your Hanwha Eagles bunny hug on.
Yep.
And I got to say, you're right. This is cozy. Is it?
It's like fuzzy, like fleece on the inside.
It's old school.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You said this came out of the States, though, not from Korea.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if it's how official it is, but they're all right.
I put it on my Instagram and the Korean Baseball League liked my post.
Oh, wow.
In Korea, so they don't have a problem with knockoffs.
I guess
cheap
not.
Cheap knockoffs, like the National Football League.
Yeah.
And the greedy NBA guys and so forth. And speaking of clothing, where did the gear go from Direct West?
I get it.
You took it? No, you don't need to take it.
It's another room.
I just want to say thank you to Ki Janot, the CEO over there at Direct West, and his wonderful staff. I don't want to be that guy. And I appreciate that you think that I'm a large. But I'm not. I'm a tweener. I'm XL, double XL. But this is an XL. So what do I say? Thank you, Direct West. You got him right at medium.
Yeah.
But I'm going to need a little bigger jacket. So you're going to talk to them about that?
We will.
I guess I just did.
It's good because we got conversations with them about some other things to enhance the partnership, so it'll be perfect.
That'll open the door. Yeah. Okay. Like I said, lots to get to. Appreciate everybody checking in this morning, wherever you may be listening and watching from. Hockey Hall of Famer and Pittsburgh Penguins assistant coach Mark Recchi is going to be with us. He's our very first guest coming up here in hour one. Our hockey analyst, Jared Dumba, will join us. There's a lot of conjecture in the hockey world. I just heard yesterday that maybe the NHL plan has taken a step back. I tried to find that somewhere and couldn't. I don't know if you know anything about that or not. There's just people are all over the map. We've got Murray McCormick joining us. It's actually a Hall of Fame lineup because Murray McCormick is the executive director, I believe, of the Regina Sports Hall of Fame. They made an announcement yesterday that will allow Murray to announce himself. He's also the beat writer for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders for the Regina Leader Post, and he made some big scoops over the last little while that the Riders staff were taking pay cuts, that the team announced a $200,000-plus loss. Those are all on Murray. So we're going to talk some Riders in CFL with Murray McCormick and Scott Flory joining us, Canadian Football Hall of Famer and the head coach of the U of S Huskies football program. He's going to join us from Saskatoon to sort out, and I appreciate Scott for doing this, all of what yesterday's announcement means for the teams and the athletes that Canada West has canceled the fall schedule of sports. Okay? So let's go. With a quick six show topics. You got the sound effect ready for that, Jordan? Can you get it ready? The quick... Yay! Quick six show topics. It goes well together.
Yeah.
With the horn. Monday fallout from the Canada West News and my PFC report. I'm going to come back on this and revisit it. Two, CFL hub cities. Farhan Lalji was on TSN 1290 Winnipeg yesterday afternoon, the afternoon ride. I listened to it. He had some very interesting information about where the CFL is going. And I'll just tease you by saying he feels Canada West canceling its season has made it more possible for the CFL to play. Okay? So think about that.
Okay.
Point three. This topic came up at the end of yesterday's show, more so when the mics went off and we were talking about this. Is it worthwhile to save CFL 1.0 as it stands right now, to have this Save the CFL campaign and a CFL Live Aid fundraiser? Or, as I said to you, your house is burning. Are you going to splash water on it and save it, or just say, let it go?
Yeah.
We'll rebuild.
I think I followed that up with, you're already on the phone with insurance. Like, the first few flames have gone, and you're already on the phone with the insurance adjuster. So, I don't know. I don't know where I sit on that, because it's a nice house. And there's a lot of nice things in there, and there's a lot
it's
of
a
nice,
great house.
A lot of nice memories in there that you want to save. Now, the memories don't go if CFL 1.0 disappears. They can still remain, right? So, there's a lot to go into this, a lot of thought.
That's why I take such pride in coming up with these poll questions with you guys every day. That was going to be a poll question. I wasn't quite sure how to word it, and some people are getting really offended with anything to do with CFL talk, which I'm getting to. But point four is what our poll question is. Should Colin Kaepernick come to the CFL? I'm just spitballing there, but our NFL insider, Tory Gurley, brought up the good point yesterday that Colin Kaepernick probably doesn't want to take an NFL contract if it's for political reasons. He wants him for football reasons. But why Colin Kaepernick's not getting a contract, according to Tory, and it makes sense to me, is because he hasn't played in a long time. He's not that good. That's one, and probably 1A is teams do not want the distraction. So unless you're going to come in here and be the next Lamar Jackson, we don't need you. Mm-hmm. So what would be the next course of action? Coming to the Canadian Football League and lighting the world on fire.
Yeah. Where you could play, where you could, you know, stretch the legs, so to speak, and see, you know, show what he can still do, that he can still play. I mean, he claims he can still play, claims he's still in good enough shape, and that he still has the ability. Just he wants somebody to give him a chance. And you're right. At some point, it's not about black versus white. It's about the distraction. And, you know, you're trying to get all of these guys on a team, 50 to 60 guys on a team, all pointed in the same direction. But, you know, whether one guy wants to or not, if there's extra media coming around or there's extra attention and you're getting poked and prodded all the time, makes it difficult for everybody to stay united
they
and
don't,
move in one direction.
Yeah, they don't want attention. The NFL gets enough attention. It reminds me of the text I got from Paul this morning saying, what's exciting, pal? Nothing's exciting, Paul. I'm okay with no excitement. Let's just ride it out. I've had enough excitement in my life. I like quiet.
Yeah.
NFL doesn't need the pub attached to Colin Kaepernick, but we in the CFL do.
He'd be great up here.
So the results so far in the Capital Automall Universal Collision Center poll question, I've had it up for an hour. Should Colin Kaepernick come to the CFL to restart his pro football career? 51% of you saying yes, 49% of you saying no way. And so that's a blaze. Talk about a polarizing issue. I can sniff out a polarizing issue like a fart in the car. That's my specialty. Polarizing, 50-50, whether Cap should come to the CFL or not. So we'll be talking about that today. People are writing in, and they don't really understand my concept of saving CFL 1.0 as it is now, or letting it burn to the ground, calling insurance, and rebuilding. Here's what happens if it burns to the ground. Mike Riley has three more years left on a deal that's $700,000+. That's three more years of a stupid contract that's killing the league, okay? So if the league dies, i.e. folds, every contract becomes null and void. That includes the television broadcast contract, all the sponsorships, the players. We start over. And we put that $500,000 cap on marquee quarterbacks. That's how. Because it'd be pretty hard to save CFL 1.0 right now when people are literally saying out there, I don't want my tax dollars going to prop up a guy making $700,000 as it is. He should have saved. And maybe he did. But the PR backlash right now facing CFL 1.0 is significant. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That is where the CFL stands to gain from burning it to the ground and rebuilding all anew. And that's the question. What's better? People are saying, oh, we could just fix CFL 1.0. Wow, there's a lot of fixing. It's a lot of fixing. Point five, are we thinking the NFL will really play? And the reason I say that is every other league is canceling or postponing. Canada West has done it, right? I know there's a slight difference between the NFL and the Western Canadian Baseball League, but the concept's the same. Like, you saw Mike Vrabel walking into the Titans facility yesterday with a mask.
Of course.
Well, they're like getting close to training camp time, man. They got a long ways to go to play. Although they've said we're going to play, do you really think they're going to play? And just before, because you have some thoughts on that, but now you got the World Health Organization that doesn't even know what message they're sending out. Is it very rare for asymptomatic people to spread the virus, or is it now 16% can spread the virus of asymptomatic people? They don't even know what they're saying. So I think, as I'm hearing now, of course I come from the sports world, where there are going to be more layoffs, and I know of people that need to feed their families. I was talking to my wife on a long walk about this last night. It's getting to a point where, because I know as a father of three, I don't give a rat's ass about this virus anymore because it's my job to provide for those kids. We're getting close to that. So I'm sorry. The question was, do you think the NFL will play?
As of this moment, yes, I think the NFL will play. I really do. I mean, they still have the option to push their season back, start later. That's still a definite possibility. But the thing with the NFL is they're not making any decisions now on something that they're not going to play for months anyway. They're going to wait. So until they have to, it's going to be all systems go. They're going to continue doing whatever they can, whenever they can. It's different with Canada West. You know, you've got students that are making plans, signing up for classes. You've got NFL, you've got CFL draft eligible players coming up. You've got recruiting happening. You're making travel plans. You're putting deposits down on hotels. You're doing all of these things, and every dime matters. If an NFL team puts a deposit down on a hotel and doesn't get that back, it's not going to cripple them. Right? That might cripple a university football team. That's the dollars and cents that we're working with. And there's so much more when it comes to insurance and everything else and continuing to plan ahead. So the decisions have to happen a lot sooner when the margin for error is so much smaller, like it would be in Canada West. So NFL, I still think they're going to go ahead. I do. I think there's just enough money and it's a big enough beast that, you know, you can pay for the extras to have that quarantine, that area. You can take out the first few rows of fans so there's less chance of interacting with a player or a coach when they jump into the end zone and do those things. You can protect the players because it's such a bigger business.
Point six. Well, actually, on the Kaepernick thing, Brady is watching in Saskatoon, writes, I think Kaepernick will not come to the CFL ever. He has a sponsorship with Nike, and no matter what, he's going to be rich. It's a good point, Brady, but I'll say this. When you act in life with money not your primary motivator, things change. Point being, if Colin Kaepernick wants to play football, he will come to the CFL. If he wants to sit back and say, I'm already rich, I don't want to play, then that tells me a lot about Colin Kaepernick, the football player. So don't base everything on money. And shoot, we could spend hours on that philosophy, yeah. Right? I'm just saying, don't. You're entering the workforce, you're going to school, Brady. Chasing the money is not always the way to go. Or do it. It's up to you. Maybe Cap's going to do it. But if you want to play football, Johnny Manziel came here and wanted to play football. I actually earned a larger degree of respect for the man that he came up here to play football.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Colin's the same kind of guy. Doesn't seem to be the same type of personality. So, and then point six was the face of broadcasting is changing. Nobody cares about that but me and you.
Yep.
But I'll say this. I jump on the stationary bike today that I got at Flamin Fitness. I turn on TSN. I'm like, what the hell? Where's ESPN? Get up. This is how I start my day. The KBO baseball game was going long on TSN, and they had Major League Baseball announcers in their own homes broadcasting it on a monitor from Korea. I'm like, well, this is pretty cool. It's very similar to how we were doing the SJHL sim. you know this is where this industry is going, right? And the guys weren't calling the game. They were talking about Major League Baseball and the salary cap. It was a discussion going, well, we watched the game. Baseball's really been doing that for years, but the other sports haven't.
No.
This is where we're going.
Baseball's a four-hour story time session.
Well, every sport might be becoming that. If Charles Barkley can call the match a pro-am and it's good.
Yeah.
That's going to... Broadcasting is only appealing to a fraction of our viewers, I think, but it's changing. And I can tell you, for me, initially I didn't want to be the guy sitting calling off a monitor. Why would I want to do that? Because we like to travel. We like interacting with the coaches and players. However, having said that, if I only have to drive across town, sit here for a couple hours, don't even have to do the prep that I was used to doing, just have fun, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that is the way.
And that maybe that's not where broadcasting's going, but we're acquiring all these contracts for when the pandemic lifts with the leagues, and that's the way we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And interact with the fans, that's the way it needs to go. Okay, coming back on the Quick Six show topics here, and this is the rollout for Flooring Superstore. Monday fallout. Canada West is this. You've got some more information on that. But I'll say this about the PFC. I've been getting ripped pillar to post by people. Some not very nice things have been said about me, and it's hurt my feelings. Particularly this football guy in Kamloops who said my tweet is incorrect, that the PFC will play. Jan Anton, I think is his name, runs a football team in Kamloops. This isn't even his conference. Came out in the Kamloops paper. I saw it this morning saying that my report was incorrect. So here's what I will say. If the PFC kicks off September 1st, now let me say this. If they don't kick off September 1st, then my report is wrong, and I'll make a formal apology here on this show. But Jan, if the PFC kicks off September 1st, I want you to come on this show and make an apology that I'll be right. Okay? Is that fair?
That's fair.
That's my report. And I don't see it any different than the National Football saying, we're playing. Because it's until further notice, we're going to play, which is kind of what my PFC source was telling me yesterday. I reported that. And this guy, again, said some very not nice things about me. And even the Hilltops have refuted it. They said nothing's confirmed yet. We're talking about it. I have a lot more respect for the Hilltops, but it's the report that I made. Why are people getting so upset?
You didn't say that they announced it.
No, I didn't.
You didn't say that here's the official announcement from PFC. That's the idea of a report, right? I mean... The Oilers weren't releasing or announcing that Ken Holland was getting signed either to be the team's general manager. But that's the idea of a report, right? We believe they're going to play. You heard from a source they're going to play. So that's the information. If they want to refute it right now, go for it. But it's not going to make you look very good when you do play in September.
Lauren Smith, one of our viewers, clearly a junior football fan, says the hang up with the PFC and BCFC playing in September is getting approval from the CJFL. Absolutely. That's their business. I was reporting what I heard about the PFC. I know what the hangups are. My point is, we'll see. I actually tweeted him a cute little gif saying, I guess we'll see, of a cute blonde saying that. And then he came unglued. It's not guessing. It's... Let's just see who's playing September 1st. And one of us will owe the other an apology. Right now, I don't think either of us know. To the Canada West.
How much fun would it be on Labor Day weekend, instead of, you know, me and Clark getting on the field for the celebrity football game, what if you had current and former Huskies against current and former Rams in a touch game? If
they're not playing, a brawl will break out.
That'd be fun.
Listen, we did that alumni football game last year with pro football players, and I'm amazed nobody got hurt. But the thing was, they were all Rough Riders, so they all loved each other. When you put two teams against each other that don't like each other, I don't even want to tell stories about guys from alumni hockey games, where there's been injuries, there's been fights. I went along with it last year because it was the first of its kind, and it went very well. I'm not sure how I would feel about putting guys against each other, because there's a switch.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
When it becomes competitive, and you're actually playing against somebody you don't like. And they don't like each other.
I'll leave that with you, okay?
But a very good disclaimer. And
now waiver.
Now you got to sign a waiver.
Okay. The last time that we chatted with Mark Recchi was just the start of the pandemic. We're 90 days into it, And we're interested to hear what the Penguins assistant coach has going on in his life right now with his guys as the arenas are opening up and his Kamloops Blazers as well. Mark Recchi joins us after the break. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstar, everybody, and our friends over there, the Dickens. We love them like the Dickens. We'll be right back. You are catching the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, Game Plus Television Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Tuesday morning out here, June 9th. It's episode 251. It is the afternoon, of course, in Eastern Canada, Eastern North America. And our next guest, Mark Recchi, resides there. 1,652 games in the National Hockey League, inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2017. Last time he was with us, we had to do it by phone. But look at this. We finally got the video. Life looks great where Mark Recchi is. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're well. Producer Clark was telling me you're about to tee off. Tell us what's going on in your life right now.
Yeah, that's about it right now. You know, the guys are starting to skate today, but coaching staffs aren't allowed to be on the ice, so or anywhere around the arena for that matter. But so we got a little extended break, probably another month before we get on the ice with them. But, you know, hopefully our skills guy and that can get on. But I think the guys were pretty excited to get going today.
I bet. And I have this as the 90th day since the pause. And we talked to you maybe 2 weeks into it. What's life been like since for you? Or was every day the same?
Well, it was pretty much, it was like Groundhog Day for sure. And, you know, we obviously got some nicer weather here and we're able to play some golf and, you know, get out of the house and, you know, golf courses opened up. So, it made it a little bit more bearable and just, just to get out and do something was great, you know, instead of sitting around the house and, you know, and things have opened up. We're in a green phase here now. So restaurants have half capacity. So we're able to get out and do a few things like that.
Are you seeing the mood of the people around you lifting, just the citizens of Pittsburgh and the people in your neighborhood?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everybody's excited to get out and, you know, be, you know, at least, you know, you're still being smart about it, but you know, you're getting out and you're able to visit some people and have some dinner And especially the way the weather's been here, it's been gorgeous here. So, you know, people have been taking advantage of it and getting outside. And got a lot of nice outdoor restaurants that people have been going to.
You know, it's interesting, by the way, that what I say, we sure learned a lot about people over the last 90 days. And one of the biggest things for me is they don't know anything. Were you laughing at people that said, let's just scrap the season and start next year? Because I saw some pretty well-established media people saying that. I'm like, what are you talking about? If you can play, you're going to play. But did you see, was anybody in your region talking like that?
No, we didn't have anybody in really our region talking about something. They questioned whether it was going to happen or not, but they all wanted to play. Like all the media, you know, around here, they want to play, you know, they want to see hockey, and, you know, it's a big part of Pittsburgh, and just to get out, and, you know, even if there's no fans in the building, at least somebody can, you know, you can watch things on TV and something to get excited for. And especially with everything that's been going on.
Oh, exactly. By the way, John in Winnipeg's watching. John Oham, he says, hit them far and straight, Mark. What driver's in your bag? Can you tell us?
I got a Cobra driver. So, Cobra driver. It's not. They don't go very far, though. It's short and straight now. So,
are you like a typical hockey player with just tremendous hand eye that you're a pretty good golfer no matter what you do, you're decent at it? Or do you hack it up? What's your golf game like?
I used to be really good, and before kids, I'm starting to really get back into it now the last couple of years, and I'm starting to hit it again a lot better. I'm playing with my son today, who hits it about 310, 320, so I'm usually quite a ways behind him, but, you know, it's, I love to play. I got a real good short game, real good, I'm a decent putter, and, you know, my biggest thing is I'm in my early 50s, and I don't hit it as far as I used to, so I have to be a little better around the greens.
I was thinking this the last time I was out at Deer Valley, our one of our sponsors at Deer Valley Golf and Estates. I thought, this game humbles you. Have you been humbled since you went out on the? Yeah,
it absolutely humbles you. I went through a stretch. I was low as a five handicap at one point. Long, you know, 15 years ago, but, you know, now it's like, you don't, like, I don't know what game is going to come. And it's just like, I'm like, I can hit a puck coming at me like 90 miles an hour, no problem. Tip it, do anything. This little white thing that's sitting there, and I can't hit it like straight. Like, it drives you crazy.
Yeah, but that's the competitor in you that keeps bringing you back. Back to hockey for a second, just on, it's Montreal, right? That you guys have in the first round. Have you started your prep for that?
Yes. Yeah, I actually started this week, so, you know, our coaching staff has all the stuff we need for them, and we'll start preparing. We've got a little bit of time still, but it's still nice to, you know, to do that. Sergey and I, Gonchar and I looked after the power play.
Sorry. Are you guys going to, I don't know what Clark's going to do if he's going to, okay, they're going to get him to reconnect. There's something about broadcast gods that just when you get into the number one question.
Yeah.
The tech bugs.
Didn't want to mess up when we're talking about what kind of golf club he's using. But, yeah, when he wants to get to the real meat of it and start talking about the matchup with Montreal, that's when they decided to cut it off. But that background looks like it was painted on, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
With the clouds.
Well,
and the
very
deck
similar
and
to James Wilder Jr. yesterday in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I know. We might move this show.
But Maggie's writing. She says, anyone else having issues with him breaking up? Oh, yeah, we are. And I was actually just about to let him go if that was the case, but we got to ask him that question. So Clark will let me know when he's ready. But I don't mind saying this. So last Friday, and I don't mind saying this because Lynch doesn't watch on Facebook Live, so he's not watching right now. But when the Mike Kelly interview was chopping up, mm-hmm. and the guy had the camera on Lynch, and he's like, he was so upset. The BC Lions took a screenshot of Lynch.
What?
Their staff of Lynch is like it was the biggest calamity of all time. And they're like, we're going to tweet this when the Riders offense stalls this year. Lynch. Because we're used to it, but Lynch isn't.
Yeah.
After that show, we realized that Lynch was better on the phone. right, than in the bunker. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. We're used to it. So trying to get Mark Recchi connected. Is he connected? Is he? Clark, you tell me. Okay. Brady says, Mark, watch out for my Habs. Carey Price may become God. No, there's only one, Brady. Come on. Interesting, though, what I made out of that, and we're going to restart our interview with that question, is they did just start this week. He seemed pretty excited about, well, why wouldn't he be excited about that?
Oh, yeah. Starting his prep and getting back to business. That's really exciting. And, you know, you're excited for the hockey guys who get back to some sense of normalcy. I know your summer is going to be so much different, right, playing hockey in August instead of on the golf course. But you know what? You're not going to get going till August, so your June, July is going to be pretty normal. I mean, you're going to be, you know, practicing a little bit in July with training camps and getting your workouts in, but he's spending his time on the golf course. It's just the end of the summer will be in the rink as opposed to the beginning of the summer being in the rink. So just a little bit of an adjustment, but they don't care. They want to play hockey. That's where they're at home anyway. They love it.
John in Winnipeg, John Ohm, checking in this morning. He says the Winnipeg Jets will be in the top four, baby. Listen, top four, don't matter. If you're not first, you're last. Who said it?
Ricky Bobby.
Right. Although I do have the Jets winning their first round series against the Calgary Flames. Racket. That's a best of five, right?
Yep.
So I think it'll be over in four. That's my prediction right now. As we await the resumption of our interview with Mark Recchi from Pittsburgh, from the golf course, Zach in Calgary writes in, says, good morning, RP Nation. I think Colin Kaepernick should play in the CFL for a second chance, just like Johnny Football did. Going to be interesting if Kaepernick will play football again. Barry in Whitehorse writes in, he says, I will carry the CFL flag up north. We always have a CFL pool, too. Lots of CFL love all over. From Jim Wagner, yes, we need to be smart about things, but we can't live our lives in fear of what may or may never happen. We could never go out of our home if we thought that way. Good day, guys. That's from Jim on the Prairie Mobile text line 306-840-8777. Gets us here. Gets you here. 840-8777. I don't know where to go with this Mark Recchi thing. Have you established connection with him, Clark? Oh, okay, he's logged back in. They're just trying to get the connection okay with Mark Recchi. I'm surprised that he didn't hear that anybody would say, let's just scrap the season. There were a lot of people around here saying that. Oh, yeah. When I say around here, I mean in the Canadian prairies,
yeah.
Which shocked me.
Yeah, you know, a little bit, especially as you call it the Bermuda Triangle. We've got so much interest, you know, between the three with Calgary, Edmonton, and Winnipeg. But then you look at nationally, I mean, there's so much interest, you know, out here for Toronto. There's a lot for Montreal. Little tiny bit for Vancouver. So there's so much, you know, interest in it. But I think people are just kind of done. You know, once you've taken the break, once you've left, you kind of forget about it and you're kind of done. You're not really ready to go back. You've accepted that it's over and that we're in a different time. But I think once you like, I started seeing the videos of three or four players on the ice as they start letting you back on the ice a little bit in short groups, and you start seeing camps open and you get the reports, and then you drop the puck on opening night. I think we'll be right back into it real quick. I really do.
Interesting you say that. I'm going to call up my sports update here as we await Mark Recchi joining us from Pittsburgh. We're getting to a point now where we may just let him go tee off. Oh, he's talking to him. Okay, interrupt me, Clark. I can hear him talking to Mark Recchi on the other side. The Edmonton Oilers were back at Rogers Place on Monday. The club opened its arena for voluntary small group training as the NHL moved to phase two of its return to play protocol. The Oilers tweeted a picture and video that included forwards Alec Chiasson and Tyler Benson, defenseman Chris Russell and Matt Benning, and minor league goalie Stuart Skinner. Skinner taking part in on-ice drills where all five were observing physical distancing rules. Players across the league have the option to work out at their home facilities depending on availability beginning this week under strict health and safety guidelines, though they may also continue to train where they're currently located. Major League Baseball has made another try to start the coronavirus delayed season in early July, proposing a 76-game regular season, expanding the playoffs from 10 teams to as many as 16, and allowing players to earn about 75% of their prorated salaries. Players have refused cuts beyond what they agreed to in March, shortly after the pandemic began, part of baseball's, again, acrimonious labor relations. The arduous negotiations negotiations have jeopardized plans to hold opening day around the 4th of July in empty ballparks and provide entertainment to a public still emerging from months of quarantine. The sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. They feature free citywide delivery and curbside pickup, but more importantly, they're open at 50% capacity. Saw a lot of our Saskatoon friends tweeting photos yesterday from Wendell Clark's, including our friends from Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, Jay from Merlis Belcher Arena,
yep,
the manager there. They're all down at Wendell Clark's yesterday, so get down there today. Fill up the 50%. We're going to take a break? Oh, Clark says no. Give him one sec, and they have Mark Recchi. Touchy, touchy.
Speaking of Wendell's, I was in the tap yesterday.
Really?
Visiting the sponsors. And no, I didn't go to sit in or anything, but they were really excited, I guess. It was better than they had hoped it would be, even better. So people were in there having a good time. It was all separated around. And when I was at the golf course on the weekend, like Mark is now, you can see that they've got the table set up. John was really excited on Sunday for the opening on Monday. So they've got room for 30 to 40 people out on between the patio and inside. So it's great.
All right, Deer Valley. Yeah. Beautiful. Okay, so we switched to the phone. Mark Recchi, thank you for being patient and bearing with us. We were all hanging on your every word. You just started to talk about preparations for the Montreal series. Can you pick up where you left off, please?
Yeah, for sure. Just, we were preparing, and like I said, Sergei Gonchar and our, I don't know what part it got cut out, but we prepare the power plays, and we both do our own set of power play, and then we coordinate together and see if making sure we're not missing anything. And then also I'm involved in the 6-on-5 at both ends of the rink that I'll do a lot of video studying that as well. So, we're excited about it.
How does best of 5 change things from what you're used to?
Well, it's obviously a little shorter series. You're going to have to be ready. I mean, you don't want to get down quick. And things can happen quickly in the best of 5. You got to try and build some momentum. So, it's going to be interesting. Hopefully we get a couple exhibition games in and then we can jump right into it. But, I think our guys were excited about getting going today. So, that part of the mental process is going to be a big part playing into a 5-game series like that. So whoever's mentally ready is going to be obviously have a little bit of an advantage.
Well, Mark, you played in Montreal. You know what they're saying there. Short series, short playoffs. Carey Price gets hot. He could steal it. You must have a ton of friends in Montreal. You must be hearing what they're saying over there.
Yeah, no question. I mean, obviously he can. He's a heck of a goalie. He's been, a top goalie for a long stretch here and a very competitive guy. And he'll be ready. We know that. But, the bottom line is we got to play a team game and we got to play smart. And, they're very well coached. They play a structured game. They got some speed on their team. So we know what we're facing. They'll be hard to play against. And they are a hard team to play against. And, they're really disciplined and we're going to have to play smart play the way we play and take care of our own business.
Just two last questions. It's just fascinating to talk with you, Mark. I mean, because the pundits up here are saying this could be the hardest Stanley Cup to ever win, given all the adversity you're going to face. What are you guys saying amongst coaches and players? How this will be different than every other Stanley Cup playoff you've been used to in your whole life?
Yeah, there's no question it's different. It's going to be very unique. I mean, you're playing in empty buildings. You're going to have to create your own atmosphere. You're going to have to create your own energy. And, it's going to be a hard one. I mean, this is, you got to buy in to start players. You haven't played in, over 3 months. And now you're jumping back into a playoff atmosphere. And never mind playing it after, a long season. You're going to have to jump right into it and be really focused hard and be prepared for like a real tough battle.
And I should just ask you this, the Western Hockey League, of which you're part owner, the Kamloops Blazers, how much are you keeping abreast of what's going on out here in the dub?
We're trying to keep in tune with what's going on. We've had a couple signings lately, a couple picks to me a few years ago and things like that. But in terms of what's going on for next season, I haven't heard yet much for that. We haven't had an ownership call lately, so. That's something we'll probably get on with our GM and our president within the next couple of weeks just to see what they're thinking about and what they're talking about for the league.
Well, I love how involved you are in that and your passion for it, Mark. So thanks for all of this. Good seeing you again. I appreciate the time, and have a great round today. And good luck in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
All right. Awesome, guys. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Mark Recchi joining us from the golf course. And Craig in Regina jumping on me on that. He goes, there's an extra round. You're right. It isn't the shorter playoffs. I guess I jumped the gun on that. But you know what I mean, Craig. Can you at least, can we meet that it's different? And by the way, can you imagine the trophy case of Mark Recchi? He's won a Stanley Cup with Pittsburgh, Carolina, Boston, and then Pittsburgh again.
And was he in Montreal in 93? No.
No, he won the Stanley Cup in 91, 06, 2011.
Right.
And then back with Pittsburgh as an assistant coach in 2016 and 2017. Seven-time All-Star. MVP of the 97 NHL All-Star Game. Won the Worlds in 1997. Whew. That's unbelievable.
That's pretty incredible.
So you're not seeing a lot of interviews out there with NHL coaches, head coaches or assistant coaches. I know I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, we're kind of glued to the television watching the Bob McKenzies and the Darren Dreggers and the Pierre LeBruns, but there's an inside look at what the coaches and players are talking about as to what they're facing here. And I could have gone down the pathway of injuries. What about this? What about that? I'm not going to do that. I just wanted to take the macro view of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and there's a pretty good look at what they're looking at. We'll talk about Andrew Stout. Our resident Habs fan writes, and he says, no, he wasn't in Montreal then, or he would have been listed here. So we got our hockey analyst coming up, Jared Dumba. He follows football enough that he would have an opinion on our poll question today, and I'll ask him that. I'm just calling it up right now on our Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show. It is for Capital Auto Mall at Universal Collision Center. Should Colin Kaepernick come to the CFL to restart his pro football career? 52% of you saying yep. 48% of you saying no way. I'm in the yes. You?
Yeah, I could see it.
No, not is it going to happen.
Should he?
Should it happen? Yeah, should. If you were him.
No, I'm not coming.
Really? Yeah. See, there's a difference. There's a difference between the two.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, should he come? If I'm him, no, I'm not coming.
Wow, you're hanging it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Lots to get to. We'll be right back. Thanks for hanging with us, everybody. And great job, Clark, back there. Getting these guys on the air and lining them up in the first place. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Spotify, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appell Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the RP Show. Clark, do we have Jared? Okay, he's having some connection issues this morning, so that's fine. Maybe we go to the phone with Jared Dumba. But I... Listen, you don't need to be afraid to say on the air what you said in the break.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so this is why you think Colin Kaepernick shouldn't come to the CFL. And by the way, just some while you formulate that, from some of our viewers this morning who've joined us for coffee, from Carlos Lahaina, and please tell me I'm saying that right, Carlos. What teams are interested in Kaepernick, and what teams could use him? Well, the last I knew, Kaepernick was either on Hamilton's or Montreal's negotiation list. Now, Eric Tillman has left the Ticats since, I believe that was the case, that he belonged to Hamilton. So the new Ticats regime might have dropped Kaepernick. But I believe somebody has him as property. And whoever's watching you football guys, text me and let me know who it is. I was going to send a message last night, and I just said, whatever. Somebody will tell me. It's not about that, because he's probably not coming anyways. Robert Kazakoff writes in and says, I think Colin Kaepernick shouldn't have a problem gripping CFL balls, him having the biggest in sports history. That's funny. He'll be fun to watch if he does land in Canada. Okay, you have a take on that, and then I have a retort to your take. So you tell everybody what you think about this.
Well, Colin Kaepernick's brand has never been bigger than it is right now. He hasn't played in a while, and his movement kind of was, you were either on the fence or off it. You didn't know which side you stood on when it came to him kneeling at football games and that movement, and a lot of people soured on him. But right now, everyone, you know, is sitting there being like, we were wrong about Colin Kaepernick. We were wrong about what his message was. And we stand with Colin Kaepernick now. Now, his brand is a positive brand. It's not a negative brand. His brand's never been bigger. So ride it out. He hasn't played in the NFL in 4 years, and we talked about when that Super Bowl was. It's 5 or 6 years since he was good, as Torrey mentioned, the Super Bowl against Baltimore, the last time, you know, he was really at his best. So we're not sure if the football skill's there. His brand's at an all-time high. If he comes to the CFL and completely lays an egg, it's going to really cut his legs out from underneath him and not do a lot for him right now. He doesn't have a lot to gain by coming to the CFL, even if he comes up and is moderately successful, because I don't see him coming out here and lighting the world on fire.
I couldn't disagree more, and that's not saying that I'm right.
Right.
But Colin Kaepernick, if this is the way his football career is remembered, he's going to be signing autographs at card shows in Vegas for the rest of his life, wondering why he didn't give it that shot when he still could. That's all. It's going to nag him forever. Johnny Manziel came up here, and I would say Kaepernick, well, they're totally different quarterbacks in terms of what they do. But I saw Johnny up close. It's from me to you, away from him. He's got it all. Riders play against him. I broadcast a game live in Montreal. The guys, the Rider D Lyman, said he was the quickest guy they've ever tried to bring down. And, of course, they were all trying to pile drive him because he's Johnny Manziel, and they couldn't get a hold of him. Really? Yeah. I mean, he's good. And then when we went to Tennessee and we watched the Titans, and who'd they play on this?
They played
Thursday night.
Jacksonville.
Yeah, it was the Jags. So, as you know, I was sidelined for that. And I'm looking at these quarterbacks in the game, your boy Mariota, and for Jacksonville, who's not even there anymore, was the guy before Gardner Minshew. Yeah, Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
Who was a big deal coming out of college. I'm like, Johnny can play with these guys. He's better than these. Well, maybe not better than Mariota, but he's definitely better than Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
Why is he not playing right now? So Johnny came to Canada, quite frankly, proved that he could play. You literally can't do it by yourself. That's the beautiful thing about football as opposed to basketball. But, and where's Johnny now, by the way? He's out of football. Everybody knows that he's not even 30 yet. He's out of football because he's an idiot. Not because he can't play. So Colin Kaepernick, what's your excuse?
Yeah.
Because your brand's too big? It might hurt your brand? I think that's a pretty flimsy, that's a business way of looking at it, not a sports way of looking
at
it.
Well, and you got to think, where is he at right now? And, I mean, that athlete side, if that fire never goes away, then you got to take the shot and play. But now if he's kind of moved on and he's, you know, about the movement and, you know, everything else that's going on, then I think he's better to continue just doing what he's doing. Continue to try and, you know,
that will be his thing, though. He now will be the flagship for Black Lives Matter or police brutality.
Yes.
Not for football.
Right. He's got to make that decision.
That's up to him.
It's up to him.
All right. So I'm excited to bring in Jared Dumb. It's been quite some time since we chatted with him. 10-year pro, Blades Hounds alum, joining us on the phone today. Not sure what's the deal with the video hookups today, but J-Red, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Hey, I always enjoy our visits, of course. Not even I enjoy our sports visit, but also our conspiracy visits. You've heard us talking about Kaepernick here. Where do you stand on our poll question today? Should he come to the CFL to restart his pro football career?
Well, I don't know. I think that'll depend on what's going on with the NFL. You know, are they going to have him back there? Does he need to get some time in the CFL first? Does he, you know, a lot of things go into that, but either one, I'd like to see him back in either league. I know a lot of people have a lot of different opinions on all this type of stuff, and man, it's gone crazy with some of this stuff. You know, people are all over the place, and there's a lot of miscommunication, a lot of misunderstandings. I had one this morning, I'll tell you about. I got a private message from a girl that used to work in the exact same job I did, doing the exact same position, a girl of color, and I had retweeted a saying. You know, we're always doing sayings. I'm in a new business with a bunch of new partners, and up on the wall right now it says, the smallest pebble can make a significant ripple that ends up affecting the entire ocean. There's others on the other side. And so I retweeted a saying. I saw a cool saying because it said, act like a winner, become a winner. Act like a victim, become a victim. Some random guy on Twitter, I thought, oh, that's good. You know, we're dealing with people who always promise they're going to do stuff for us, and then they never do, and they've always got an excuse. I thought, oh, that's a good one. So I retweet that, and I get a private message this morning, big, long private message. How could you have I have a problem with your tweet and blah, blah, blah. And how could you say that about black people and this and that? And I'm going, whoa, 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 whoa. What? That's pertaining to absolutely everybody, you know? So like everybody, you got to be real careful what you do out there and what you say right now. You know, my Twitter is all sports, and one saying that's been around for 100 years that I tweeted, and somebody went out and took that the wrong way. And this person has been, you know, the exact same job, exact same everything I have, a female of color, and we've always been great friends. And one little tweet.
And now you're not. Well,
is she going to go tell people, oh, that guy's racist?
Probably. But conversely on that, and I want to read Pat in Winnipeg's comment in a second, I would take it this way. You don't have to be careful what you say. Say whatever the hell you want and stand by it, because you did not have racial intentions with that. The people that are taking issues, they're triggered because of their own issues. But that's a whole other matter. On the Kaepernick thing, Pat in Winnipeg writes in, she says, why is Kaepernick even a CFL issue? Enough with the retreads already. Because Pat in Winnipeg, I love you, but Sean McGuire's not filling stadiums. Chris Streveler couldn't fill your own stadium in Winnipeg. Colin Kaepernick will fill stadiums in the CFL. So it's actually a win-win for Kaepernick to restart his career, and a win for the CFL to get a shot in the arm and become really relevant again in the grand scheme of things. Sorry to cut you off on that, Jared. But let's just swing it around to hockey, because you are our analyst and you're on top of this far more than I am. What are you thinking about the Stanley Cup playoffs? Are we still on track for August? What are you hearing? What are you thinking?
Well, I sure am hoping for it. I know that it sounds like everything I'm hearing from people that are involved in the, you know, NHL, from scouts to different levels, they're saying it sounds like they're just, you know, they're burying their head and they're doing all the work as though it is going to be a go. So if it is at all possible at that time, we're going to see it. So I'm just hoping that everything, you know, it's summertime, it's nice out. You're seeing, you know, with all the stuff that's going on in the state, you know, if we don't see big spikes after all this, I think maybe that could be a positive. You know, then we could say, okay, well, you know, we didn't see a big spikes from all these big rallies and places where people are together, riots or whatever you want to call them. And, you know, if nothing happens to that, I think we should be on track for about August. And even if it gets pushed back to September, but, oh man, I'm just dreaming of being able to go, you know, have some wings somewhere and sit on a deck and watch some actual hockey with meaning, you know, in the summer. I think it would be so cool for everybody to see, but I don't know the way it's, I like the 20, I like the way that they went. I don't know if they'll stay with or go down to 20 teams or what they'll do, but it's going to be interesting with everybody having a shot. I know everybody's looking at Montreal right now and, you know, trying to look at the underdogs to see, but, you know, I think you're going to see a team like Tampa, who's so good, you know, in the beginning of the season, coming in with everybody rested and all those, you know, Cirelli's a year older now. And, you know, all these young guys that they got coming, I think I would bet money on Tampa if the playoffs do go through.
Speaking of championships, by the way, did you win a Turner Cup in your time in Oklahoma?
Yep. My first year, we won it all.
Okay, so you know what it takes to get to the top of the mountain. So, I don't know if you heard Mark Recchi earlier on this hour. He talked about how the playoffs are going to be so different with the empty stadiums and manufacturing excitement and all the rest. How do you think these Stanley Cup playoffs will be different than the other 100 and ish that we've been used to our whole lives?
Well, besides the just the extra teams in and the little bit of a different setup, I personally think that fans, if you see an empty arena, they might have, you know, a CGI crowd, or they'll do something when you're watching on TV that makes it sound like a real game. They're so good at that. I've heard lots of different people say they've actually seen this stuff being tried out and it looks just like the real thing. You look at a video game, you play a video game and it sounds like there's a crowd in the whole time, you know, so they could do that. But even if they didn't, you know, as pro athletes, you practice without people in the stands more than you play with people in the stands. I don't think it's going to affect, you know, just because the crowd cheers, you're not given an extra effort. You might get a little more energy at some points in time when you're getting booed or this or that, but I think that you'll forget about that right away. And I think as a fan, even if there was no fans in the crowd and no noise pumped in, no CGI, I think you'd get used to it about 5-10 minutes. Because you're just, you know, it's all the action. You're trying to see who's going to win. You'd get used to it right away. But it'll be interesting to see where they go with all that.
Jared, where do you make, how do you predict what's going to happen? We had the regular season, which feels like a decade ago. Do you expect that to carry over, or do you expect it to completely not hold any weight? How much weight do you put on what we've seen throughout, you know, the regular season up until this point?
Well, I think the only thing you can take from the regular season, if you're going to say, well, the Bruins were, you know, one of the hottest teams, one of the best teams. Well, they've been that for, you know, 7, 8, 9 years, 10 years now, however long it's been. I think they're going to step back up and be good. They got too good of a team. But other than that, it's a crapshoot. It's a prediction. It's just straight up what ifs and what could happen and what could be's. You know, is Tampa going to come back and with all their fresh players, the way that they start the season so good, are they going to do that in the playoffs right away and go roll over everybody and not lose a game? Or is Pittsburgh, is Crosby and Malkin, because it's such a short time and they're older guys, are they going to say, hey, it's only a shorter season, we've had all this rest, you know, now we're going to roll over these young guys because they can't use their energy? I don't know. Or are the young guys going to be better to spring back after being 3 months off? Or will that affect, or is that going to help the older guys? What are the goalies going to be like? I don't know each and every guy, but there's some guys that after a summer, it takes them a month to really get into the swing. Some guys are right back in it. So, you know, it's just predictions from here, but that's why I think I'm gonna say I really like Tampa. I think they're gonna do it. But what if a Vancouver? You know, what if Petey's a year older and Horvat's a year older and Quinn's a year older now, and they're all feeling it a little more, and it's just a short season? They could get hot with their goalie back. You know, Carolina with all those young guys, they're all a year older now. That's huge from 1 year to another. People don't realize how much better you get from 21 to 22, or 22 to 23. You know, every single year. So now all these guys are a year older, all the young guys we're thinking of, and all the rookies are not rookies anymore, basically. They've been training all this whole time while they're off focusing in.
Jared, video. I just got to ask you, because we only have 1 minute left. I need you to answer a question for me. My wife and I were walking last night. She said, why can Korean baseball play, but nobody in North America can? with the empty stadiums and the masks. And I said, listen, you ask the best questions. I don't know why. You work in the health and wellness field. In 60 to 90 seconds, could you take a stab at answering that? Why Korean pro baseball can play? They got 54 million in their country, much smaller landmass than Canada. What the hell's going on?
Well, I don't know. There's you hear so many different things of why it could be, why it could, that could be. I'm, you know, for here, I don't know. I just think it's got to be because, you know, we want to be careful. We want to be safe. Saskatchewan is one of the best provinces, or one of the best places in the world to be over this, with the amount of cases and stuff that we had. Just maybe getting out front of it, I guess. That's really, I guess that's what they're trying to do. Some countries are saying, you know, like Sweden and North Korea and all these, you know, they're saying, well, you know what, let's just see. I think it's better if we don't, take everybody's livelihoods by keeping them indoors. You know, people are dying from suicides and sicknesses. And what's going to happen when everybody's been sitting at home cleaning their counters and scrubbing their hands and they have no beneficial bacteria? They're ruining their gut microbiomes. And then they go out and start seeing people, you know. Are they going to get really sick from all the you know, there's all these little things that you hear. Some people say they won't. Some people say they will. Both people are doctors. Who do you believe, you know? But I guess we'll see. It's kind of a big social experiment right now. But I hope that we move towards that North Korea way sooner than later. But that's just all personal preference because I just want to get out and live.
You know, it's an awesome answer. I'm glad I asked it. Jared, you're seeing a difference in a philosophy of a society is what it is. Mm-hmm. We're kind of living in fear and they're not. Jared, thanks for this. Here's hoping that we can catch up and watch some hockey here sooner than later.
Sounds good, brother. You guys have a great day. Thanks, guys.
All right. Great stuff from Jared Dumba today. On the hotline, who sponsors the hotline?
Good question.
Yeah, we got to get on that.
We got to get on that.
The RodPetersonShop.com hotline.
There you go.
You wanted to say something before we go off the air, don't you, about RodPetersonShop.com? Well, are you supposed to say something about the store?
We've got a new spot that's running throughout the show on it. But, yeah, we've got limited. We got to blow at the rest of our inventory that's in that shop and make room for new stuff that's we're working on ordering. So getting that order in. And we've got a few things left to blow out.
We're having a year-end sale.
We got golf balls. We got the mugs. We've got the Under Armour golf shirts are still in there. So RodPetersonShop.com for all the gear.
Okay, thank you. Clark tells me that the commercial for the RodPetersonShop.com is coming up in this commercial block. Coming up next hour, Rough Riders beat writer from the Leader Post, Murray McCormick, and the head coach of the U of S Huskies football program, Scott Flory. He's also a Canadian Football Hall of Famer. Lots to get to with Scott. Hang on. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus Television Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, Rod Squad. Now you can join the team with your very own RP Show gear. Head to rodpetersonshop.com and get yours today while supplies last. It's just like we wear on the show, official RP Show gear at rodpetersonshop.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it. And when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.